Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. We have a couple of bird feeders at our place. I use a standard seed mix which attracts all the local songbirds, chickadees, cardinals, song sparrows. They also attract the local squawk birds, grackles, crows, and blue jays. I watched a charming conversation the other day between a cardinal and a grackle. The cardinal was perched at the top of a plum tree, and the grackle was on a branch barely 5 feet to the right and lower in the tree. The cardinal was performing his exquisite signature solo, you know the song, proclaiming his territory and making his presence known to all the local cardinalettes. He went on for what must have been 2 minutes, uninterrupted. Then he paused and looked down at the grackle below him. The grackle puffed up his feathers, flared out his wings, and gave one burst of his signature solo. The cardinal pooped and flew away. I was talking with my neighbors the other day. You know the Driscolls, don't you? Good folks. They've been so supportive since we moved to the house on Rock 1 year ago this month. Whether it's garden talk or game night, they've been there for us. The other day, Jean was helping me attach a baffle to one of the bird feeder poles. A baffle is meant to prevent a squirrel from climbing the pole and eating the bird food. Being Jean, she said, "You know, this is going to work for about 20 minutes, right?" I said, "Yep, I know. It's part of their training. The squirrels, I mean." She looked at me like she does, thinking, "He's nuts." I know she went home wanting to know more about the squirrel training, so I guess it's time to tell. The bird feeders are the best way I know to get squirrels into my house. I have squirrels living in my basement. There are currently 17 of them down there. They like it there. They are the nucleus of what will become a circus troupe of squirrels. They are extraordinarily talented. In my basement, Big Top, they have everything they need, from a full workout gym to a smoothie bar. If you want the recipe for Circus Squirrel Smoothie, I'll be happy to share it with you. They are on a rigorous regimen consisting of skills training, you know, high wire, silks, trapeze, and the like, cardio routines. They love their hamster wheels. All of that supplemented with exercises in heads up, big smile, showbiz presence. The little show-offs love it all. Little stuffed animal plush horses are unique to my training program. Those toy horses are practice stand-ins for real tiny horses that they will ride under the Big Top. My squirrels will be the first squirrels in circus history to ride bareback in the main ring. They look so cute in their little ballerina outfits. I must say that my own ringmaster outfit with top hat and tiny whip, that's pretty darn cute, too. I've recently installed a pet door exit from the basement so that my little stars can have access to the rest of the house. I've always wanted a large family, and now I have one. It's so much fun to sit on the sofa after training, munching popcorn, they love popcorn, watching the Nature Channel. We all pile up and hold our paws over our eyes whenever an eagle or an alley cat appears on the screen. I have names for them, of course. Sometimes the name describes an attribute, and sometimes it's just for fun. There's Half-Tail, Jumpy, Nutjob, and Colgate, to name just a few. I generally spay and neuter, of course, but I'm keeping 4 of them in their original state. Twitchy and Itch, and Chuck and Jean are my breeding pairs, ensuring the future of the program. With a gestation period of about 44 days, I feel secure in the knowledge that there will always be squirrels at Rock House. Well, I have to go now. Reveille was a half an hour ago, and I need to keep the little critters focused. That's the biggest challenge, really, focus. As you may have noticed, squirrels have great intention, but they are easily distracted. I guess that's why we get along so well. In fact, we're so close that we finish each other's sentences. Oh, you're more than welcome at our place to see it all for yourself. And bring some cashews, will you? Cashews are Nut Job's favorite.